Yael, do you have any idea why people kiss?
Well, Don, the simple answer is just because it feels good. Our lips are full of sensitive nerve endings, which activate sensory areas in the brain. Kissing boosts the levels of neurotransmitter substances, such as dopamine, serotonin, and oxytocin. Dopamine triggers craving and desire. Serotonin elevates a person's mood. And oxytocin is involved in forming emotional attachments.
Yes, but why does it feel good? What function could all these things serve? Besides humans, the only animals that scientists have ever seen kissing are our closest ape relatives, chimpanzees and bonobos. And even then, it's a rare occurrence. There must be some special explanation for it.
Nobody knows for sure, but some scientists think that kissing might help us assess a partner's immune system.
That's silly. I'm not assessing a woman's immune system when I kiss her.
No, Don. The idea is that it all happens unconsciously. When people kiss, they come close enough to sample the scent of each other's bodies, and that scent may contain clues to immune system compatibility.
But why is that important?
Because parents with complementary immune systems have children with a stronger ability to resist disease.
Now I see. Children that are better at resisting disease are more likely to survive to have their own children. Evolution will favor those who choose partners with compatible immune systems over those who don't, even if they don't even know that they're doing it.
Yes, and it's possible that exchanging saliva may provide other chemical clues to genetic compatibility, too.
So then I guess kissing really is about chemistry.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.